fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Our focus is on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning from Greenleaf Friends Academy. Pat from Middleton with us.
Good morning, Kevin.
Very excited to have Pat from Middleton with us. Walt from Emmett, straight off the gubernatorial debate last night, is with us. I believe he's going to try and make it here tomorrow. So, Walt, I only have a couple more questions for you. How many descendants do you have? Did you say you have 77 descendants?
Right.
So you have 8 boys and 8 girls.
Right.
And three of the boys were pro bull riders?
No, they were bareback riders.
Bareback riders, okay.
And there was 4 of them made pro rodeo.
Okay, pro rodeo now here at 580 KIDO. Walt, for those people that are kind of skeptical, why does that matter if you're running for governor, how many kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids you have? Why is that so important?
Well, I guess maybe it's a completely different attitude towards life. Really, my family has been more important to me than money. My whole life has been different than theirs. Their money and their houses and their cars don't matter to me. I don't know how to put it. I just live the life God gave me, and I don't worry about it.
All right. Finally, and then we're going to have you back, but why was it important that you told everybody last night that you were arrested?
Because we've got people running for office, and I don't know how to put it, they run on all this stuff, and yet they never stood up for anything hard enough to go to jail for it or anything like that. They, like homeschooling, they didn't go to jail, they didn't put up the fight, they didn't stand. And what we've got now is we need somebody in there that will stop abortions, that will stop Obamacare, that will let people know that we have a constitutional right to protect our property from those wolves, whether anybody in Washington, D.C. likes it or they don't like it.
To be continued, Walt from Emmett, we've missed you.
Well,
have you missed us?
In a way, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad, kind of in a way. So hopefully we'll get you on, okay? Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Walt from Emmett. And, you know, I've had people saying this isn't very compelling. If you watched the debate or watched the debate last night, you'll know why we had Walt from Emmett on here at 580 KIDO. We are at, Ryan, pay attention here. We're Greenleaf Friends Academy, and we've got some people that here are ready to sing. Why don't we hit it? We have these mics on here? Yeah. Okay.
There you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying dry. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. And don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Big round of applause. All right, we're joined by Larry Taylor, the athletic director, who's the master of facial expressions here this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm good.
You have just speak up a little.
You bet.
Your friend Pat from Middleton doesn't have the problem there, but...
Pat is very quiet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, a very quiet young man, Pat from Middleton. So you're the athletic director of the year. Talk a little bit about that.
My fellow athletic directors selected me for that position. It was just a great honor to be for the get that. A lot of them are younger, and I've had a chance of mentoring some of them. But some others, you know, it just was a nice honor from your fellow athletic directors.
That's 1A, is that right?
1A, small schools.
Small
yep.
schools. At 580KIDO, you know, it's funny here, Larry, if you could help me out. Talk a little bit about what's going on. Pat is devouring a plate of food. And Ryan is devouring a plate. Actually, Ryan's working, so I can't smack Ryan, darn it. But talk a little bit about how Pat's consuming. I mean, I inhale food quite a bit, but this, I mean, can you do any play-by-play here of Pat from it?
You know,
seven brothers and sisters.
As an athletic director, I don't have to do the play-by-play. I just find the good folks to show up to do the work. And we're blessed here at Greenleaf. I've got lots of volunteers, lots of people like
you're
Pat.
You're not even going to answer the question. What, are you running for office here? Okay, here we go, Larry. Okay.
He needs me to keep volunteering.
Yeah, good call there.
Amen,
Pat.
Bro.
So what are the challenges in today's world when we talk about being an athletic director? We hear so much about injuries, kids are, whether big schools or small schools, bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah. Concussions is one of the biggies. You hear that all the time.
Right.
And the other is we just need to make sure we have our kids prepared. If we as coaches and parents make sure that kid is prepared for the activities involved in, they're able to do that in a safe manner. And if we have an injury, we need to make sure we are cautious. When you and I were kids, get up, go, you're okay. Until the bone stuck through the skin, you kept playing. Now, you know, we don't want kids having the knees like Pat has and stuff like that.
You know, well, it is. How about the balance? Because whether we're, you know, folks like Walt from Emmett, Harley Brown, the governor, or Senator Fulcher, there's a balance between athletics and academics, and the young mind wants to do what the young mind wants to do.
We work on the philosophy here that there's students first and athletes second. So you can't be a good athlete if you're not taking care of stuff in the classroom. And that's one of the blessings here. Our class sizes are such that those kids get some good help from the teachers, and they've got good camaraderie here from other folks.
That is important. Life lessons learned. Why are you still here, and what makes you come to work every day?
Well, I love kids. I love the chance I get to work here. And I've been at this a long time. You could tell looking at the old face here. And so,
well, we can't because it's radio, Larry.
I said you can.
Oh, yes. That's why you're an educator. You correct me. Thank you.
Somebody needs to once in a while.
Yes. Pat is while Pat's on break. Yes. Thank you. So what other lessons can we learn here at 580KIDO from your experience doing this for so many years? The kids have gotten, again, bigger, stronger, faster. Athletics has become such a part of our lives. Heck, we have sports networks that are now broadcasting high school sports. What's next, at the junior high level?
I doubt that we'll see that because of the time frames that most junior high stuff has to run in the afternoon. But other than that, you might be right. The kids make it a priority, the parent makes it a priority, but again, it comes back to that what they do in the classroom affects what they do out there. I'd rather have a brilliant athlete than a gifted athlete because I can take that smart kid and I can teach him to do anything. My gifted athlete's going to be where he's at, and he's not going to change.
How concerned are you about social media?
We all have to be. You know, it's... if it was used, if as long as it's controlled and used correctly, it's not a problem. It's when people go astray.
Like the kids that go astray, the children's.
You know, here we have pretty good control over that. I run the tech stuff, and you can't get a hold of anything here. You're one of the lucky ones because I wired you in direct, but most people can't get to the stuff you're seeing.
Well, we appreciate that. What do you want the kids to go away from? What should kids go away from when they leave to go on to, whether it's a career, whether it's college, whether it's something else, whether it's here or any other school, as a lifelong educator?
They need to have had life experiences that help them mature and move forward in what they're doing and have learned from the ups and the downs. life's not a bowl of roses, okay?
Huh, you got that right.
Okay, so, you know, just learn to enjoy life and take it for where it's at, and it adjusts for the...
What about those crazy parents that yell all the time at games like Pat? Did Pat do that when his kids were... You already know the answer to that, yeah.
Pat yells whether his kids are there or not.
Yeah, he yells at me whether his kids are there or not, yes.
Well, then we know Pat, the same Pat.
Exactly.
But you know what? He's got a good heart.
He does.
That's the bottom line.
He does.
And
you saved that one. Thanks, Larry.
Most parents are there. They're there for their kid. And as long as we remember that, you can work with them.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you for helping us be here. 580-5436. Amazing. I thought that I really thought that I ate food fast, but you just devoured that plate of food already, didn't you?
Like I said, seven brothers and sisters.
Right, for people watching the video feed.
For a long time, I thought that...
Pat was the quick.
Hey,
yes.
Look, for the longest time, I thought the second fork was for defense.
Poor Ryan didn't even have a bite of his fruit there. All right, let's go to John in Eugene, Oregon at 580KIDO. We are talking about issues as well as being here at Greenleaf Friends Academy. One of them has to be what's going on with the ruling in Idaho concerning marriage. Good morning, John.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, sir. You know, it's a real interesting ruling where the court overruled the ban on gay marriage in the state of Idaho. And I guess that could be construed as a good thing because it means that Senator Larry Craig can...
All right. Thank you very much for that. By the way, John, the next time you're trying to do that, make sure you get the name of the station you're trying to make an attempt to audition for. Speaking of auditions here at 580KIDO, did you catch the debate last night? Did you catch the debate? I guess in Eugene they don't have much to do. Anyway, let's hear from some of these folks. One of them was Harley Brown, and if you missed it, and people are going, Kevin, why are you talking? This is just must-see television and must-hear radio from Harley Brown last night. Let's hear cut number one, his opening remarks, where he says, I'm not like everybody else.
You know, I was filling out my taxes a couple of months ago, and I thought to myself, thank God we don't get all the government that we pay for. They say that the child is the father of the man. And when I was a kid, I used to play army all the time. Bang, I got you. No, bang, I got you. I could never once remember one incident in my childhood when I played politician. And when I grew up, a young man, I was the youngest company commander in the United States Navy Seabees. You know, the mud marines, the naval construction forces. You turn Iwo Jima into something besides a photo op for the Corps. Anyhow, I got out of the service, and several years later, I was at the low point of my life. I mean, things were bad. And I cried out to God. I said, God, how about putting me back on active duty and making me a battalion commander? Long story short, he says, no, son, I got a higher rank for you. I'm going to make you the commander-in-chief. And I stagger not at his promise. I'll get into that more with you. Don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not.
Don't think I'm crazy, but I'm not. Your thoughts on Harley Brown's comments, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Also, did what was the Republic served last night because we had Walt from Emmett and Harley Brown. You heard Walt from Emmett talk to us exclusively, and I felt very honored that we have Governor Otter, Senator Fulcher, and Walt from Emmett as listeners to this great program.
You talking to me?
Let's go to cut number seven, where Harley Brown actually tell. If you're going to cough, please go somewhere else. Thank you. Tells us about the choices that we have.
Well, this has been a great honor. Thank you, Women Voter League of Women Voters.
Women Voter League.
Thank you, Public TV.
Right.
And thank you, folks, for tuning in to see us in action. Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. My morale went from negative 500 off the scale, and I started a presidential campaign right there. I'm a type AA plus guy. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife had given me trumped up some restraining orders. I couldn't see my kids. It was a mess. And Fat Jack's old lady, Fat Jack's wife, said, get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting calls from the media and all this. For 3 years, I had the credibility of Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. And finally, one day, this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, I am a prophet of the Most High God. And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I said, yeah, do you mind putting that in writing? He said, sure. And he put it in writing, and I got the original at home, and I was able to go up to all my detractors and say, na 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 na. Okay. Now, I need practice. Practice. I don't want to say stuff like, sorry if our bombing caused you any inconvenience. So I want to work in the Little League as a governor. And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Pat from Middleton.
Well, you know, I really think that was just a distraction. I think it was a nonsensical, yes, it makes for good entertainment, but, you know, you really don't get to answer the questions that are really important, and this is an important election because it'll set the tone for the next 8, 10, 12 years, and these guys are really a distraction. I like Walt from Emmett. I like his faith and all that, but I think Governor Otter brought these guys or insisted these guys come on as a way to really stay off topic and distract from the time necessary for Russ and Butch to really make their case.
580-5436, 580-5436. Coming up, is it the cowboy, the curmudgeon, the biker, or the normal guy? We'd love to hear from you next from Greenleaf Friends Academy in Greenleaf, Idaho. Let's get you to work safely and on time, promoting our...
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller with you here, taking your calls on last night's big debate. And I've said this before at 580-5436, we've got about 25, 30 people agreeing with me on Facebook that Idaho Public Television should in fact be embarrassed by that debate last night and whether the governor did insist on having Walt from Emmett there or Harley Brown. You can't tell me that added to the debate. I really was drawn to the arguments of Senator Fulcher's vision, contrasting his arguments with that of Governor Otter's. They both have a passion for the state. They both have a passion for the direction they want to go in. And I think we would have been better served if those two, and they did, they certainly didn't duck each other. They did engage, but if we would have had longer segments of those two, I felt sorry for Betsy Russell, who I don't know. I felt sorry for Mr. Popke and Mr. Kuntz as well, because how do you seriously ask a question of someone that's just there to kind of get their 15 minutes of fame. Let's go to cut number 6, if we could, of Mr. Brown from last night's debate.
You're looking at one lady right here. What do you think, I'd be a Democrat? I mean, their proctologist called, they found their heads. I didn't say any nasty words. Okay. Republican Party is not perfect, okay? But I believe in the general attack plan. Lower taxes, yeah. Less government, oh yeah, and for individual freedom and responsibility. Now there's a lot more little planks around there, and I agree with the vast majority of them. And if you take the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, it's a no-brainer between the big two. Now the Libertarians and especially the Constitution Party, the little guys, have some great ideas, but it's hard to shoot down two big bombers with pea shooters, you know. Size matters, and as nice as some of their policies are, the Libertarians and Constitution Party are just too tiny.
Right. That's why Mr. Brown is in the Republican Party, but I go back to this, and I think about this, and I'm watching this, and, you know, Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show could not have done a better skit, a better skit than what we've saw yesterday. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, you know, public television is going on and on about how they've been served, and this was a great debate. Look, I'm sorry, but if I'm Idaho Public Television, if I'm PBS, I am quite frankly embarrassed. I was embarrassed for the panel, and, you know, quite frankly, I think the moderator should have done a much better job. But nobody wants to be critical except good old Kay Milley. And basically, you get these guys under control. When they start veering off into Area 51, you pull them back or you pull them off the stage. That's how you handle it, correct? Isn't that how you do it? Don't we? Don't the voters, don't the folks of Idaho, and I guess they'll rescind my membership in the Idaho Press Club for saying this because nobody likes to be critical. But quite frankly, we handle stuff like this each and every day on this program, and you must take control. I thought Mr. Brown and I thought, again, Walt from Emmett took over, which was a disservice to the governor and a disservice to the senator. It is 8:31, Kevin Miller in the morning. You're listening to 580-KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Everybody, good job. Thank you very much. Yes. All right. Good job, everybody. Wonderful, wonderful. We appreciate that. Kevin Miller in the morning here as we continue on at 580KIDO from Greenleaf Academy. We're joined by the student body president, Madison Stinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, that was quite inspiring today, huh?
Yes, it was. They're super cute.
Right. So you're a senior here, right?
I am.
And you're getting ready to graduate. What are your plans?
I'm planning on going to U of I, and this summer I'm going to work at a farm. And
work at a farm?
Yeah. I actually babysit for the farmers.
You babysit for the farmers?
Yes.
What do you babysit?
They're kids. They've got...
I was going to say, I thought you were... shows you how quick I am. I was thinking with farmers, you know, the cows or something like that. But.
No.
All right. So any other thoughts on what you're going to do while you're at the U of I?
I'm planning on studying the international studies. And so I'm going to be traveling around the world. I'm going to go to Germany and New York. I'm actually minoring in German. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Right.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. What will you remember about Greenleaf Academy?
This school is absolutely amazing. I have gone here since I was in sixth grade. The teachers are amazing. The students are amazing. My class is like my best friends. We do everything together, like everything, and I'm going to miss every one of them so much. We have a great time here, and the sports are absolutely wonderful. I have played three sports ever since I've gone here, and I'm not exactly the most athletic person in the world, but we have so much fun on the court, and our teams are really like family. We are like one giant family here. It's the best, and you're accepted as soon as you walk in the door.
I was our junior high basketball coach.
Okay, Pat, don't speak unless spoken to. what do you think of your future, not just for you, but you know there are a lot of kids this time of year, the prom season's wrapping up. The everything else is wrapping up. The school year is wrapping up. You know, your thoughts on for all parents who are you know, having kids graduate, what would you say to them?
We are just as scared as you guys are. As scared as you are to send your babies out in the world, we're scared to go. Even though we seem extremely excited and we are really excited, it's a scary time for us too, and we're going to miss you guys so much. And I know everyone's scared that their kids are going to get lost out in the world and they're not going to know what to do, but you've raised us right, and we're ready to go out there.
Right. Your thoughts as her coach?
Well, she got to play because it's a small school, and a lot of
we heard that.
Well,
already,
if we don't,
yes.
But if we don't have all the kids come out, then we really don't have a team sometimes. And so it's great to see. I've watched her play basketball and volleyball and softball, and it's really great to see these kids blossom and then handle all the rigors of the classroom and the studies. And let me tell you, there's high expectations here. We expect them to give their best and to try to win and try to get good grades and all that. And so I'm proud of her. It's like one of my own leaving because I've known her since she was in the sixth grade.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Greenlee Friends Academy is an amazing school, and I am so glad that I have been part of this school and that I'm graduating this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. As we continue on from Greenlee Friends Academy, I do want to get back to this big debate last night. People are blowing up the Facebook about it and this issue involving whether or not it was, well, really viable. Did it change your mind? You know, a lot of people said, well, Kevin, why didn't you have debates? I you know, we can only do so much. We can only offer so much. And we're going to hear some more of what happened last night. But before that, I do want to share with you something concerning whether or not Hillary Clinton will be running for office. This is interesting.
They looked into what was wrong. They gave 29 recommendations. She took them and started implementing them.
There you have it. He's explaining what's going on or what happened in Benghazi. That seems to be a problem for the First Lady. We'll see how that plays out as well. But back to last night's debate. You've heard the clips from Harley Brown. If you haven't, let's hear the, I believe it would be the discrimination clip, where Mr. Brown is asked a question concerning this controversial court ruling. By the way, now it is up to the Ninth Circuit Court whether or not marriage stays the way it's been in Idaho forever. But it is cut number two. Let's take a listen.
And I used to drive taxis in Boise for 20 years at night. And I picked up my fair share of the gay community, and they have true love for one another. I'm telling you, they love each other more than I love my motorcycle. And, you know, they're just as American as a Medal of Honor winner. And liberty and justice for all, equal protection under the law. I'm glad that judge made that decision, and I'm glad that they want to get married and live like that. And I know I'm not really talking like a Republican.
I'm not really talking like a Republican. Again, a lot of critics are going to say they would have been better off if he and Walt from Emmett, who joined us earlier today at 580KIDO, were not part of this. By the way, Mr. Brown is not politically correct. Let's take a listen to cut three.
A substantial portion of my political campaign is campaigning against political correctness. And those Harleyisms that I called had a lot of warning on there. You know, you might find this offensive, but I hit everybody, Jews, Polish people, Irish, Italians, religious jokes and black jokes. And by the way, my wife screened that. And we took the real hardcore zingers out. So in case I get any flack from people like you, no, Dan, you're mild, I can fire that back and attack my attackers. I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl. And I'm proud of it, and I'm going for it, and I'm going for the vote of the real people out there. Not these bondage-type people who don't have a clue about picking up strangers at night and hauling them God knows where. Try that for a while.
All right.
I'm sure they're very proud at Idaho Public Television. And Well, the thing in the punch bowl, I don't think you would have heard that from Governor Otter or Senator Fulcher. So maybe that was something that you wouldn't hear from them. Maybe that added to it. I think there comes a point in time, and a lot of people sometimes criticize me, when we'll take a look at what we're doing and what we're talking about and say, well, Kevin, why did you cut somebody off? Why did you do this? Because there comes a point where there is no purpose to it. There's no benefit. So what do? You nip it in the bud, and unfortunately that did not happen last night. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, was it the curmudgeon, was it the cowboy, was it the biker, or the normal guy? We'd love to get your thoughts on who won the big debate last night. Let's get you to work. Save.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KITO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KITO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KITO, and your thoughts on what we've seen here today, Pat, from Middleton?
Well, as far as the election goes, I think there's only really two candidates in the primary that are worth even talking about, and that's Butch Otter and Russ Fulcher. As far as the Greenleaf Friends Academy, I'm really grateful that you came out, and it only took me a year and a half of pounding on you to get you to come out here. But
well, it's a little ways, Pat.
Yeah, I know it's, but you do live a lot closer now that you live in Star. But it's a good school, and you've probably seen from the parental involvement, the long history of the alumni, the principals, alumnus, and the teachers have all gone here. But I really like the school. It's been great for my kids. They got a very diversified education, from sports to choir to drama, to a Christian upbringing. And so I was really grateful for the school, and I like to pay it back, and I'm glad you came out.
All right, Pat from Middleton, we appreciate it. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I go back to last night's big gubernatorial debate. And we've talked a little bit about that ad nauseum. In addition to that, we take a look at what's really at stake, and it's the future of the state. As much as we would like to joke about things, I really think that, unfortunately, the Republic was not served last night with this debate from Idaho Public Television, simply because you had, and I know Walt from Emmett, when we have him on again, he'll disagree with me, we had these two candidates that were captivating, that were mesmerizing, and I'm not talking about the governor and the senator. I'm talking about Walt from Emmett and Harley Brown. I mean, where else can you hear a candidate like Mr. Brown talk about Flatjack's old lady or the Blitzkrieg? And Pat, I'm trying to talk here. So let's go to the last cut. The closing argument for Mr. Brown here at 580 KIDO.
Well, this has been a great honor. Thank you, Women Voter League of Women Voters, and thank you, Public TV, and thank you, folks, for tuning in to see us in action. Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. My morale went from negative 500 off the scale, and I started a presidential campaign right there. I'm a type AA plus guy. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife had given me trumped up some restraining orders. I couldn't see my kids. It was a mess. And Fat Jack's old lady, Fat Jack's wife, said, "Get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting calls from the media and all this." For 3 years, I had the credibility of Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. And finally, one day, this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, "I am a prophet of the Most High God." And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I says, "Yeah, you mind putting that in writing?" He said, "Sure." And he put it in writing, and I got the original at home, and I was able to go up to all my detractors and say, "Na, na, 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 na." Okay. Now, I need practice. I don't want to say stuff like, "Sorry if our bombing caused you any inconvenience." So I want to work in the Little League as a governor. And you have your choice, folks. a cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
A biker, a cowboy, a curmudgeon, or a normal guy. It is up to you. Coming up, we will make another run at the candidates. Some famous, some infamous. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And there we have it. Hard to believe that the school year is almost over. Again, big thanks to CapEd. Coming up, we will be rolling right along as usual. Sans Pat from Middleton, it's been a pleasure having Big Pat with us here. He always keeps us on our toes, whether we want to be or not. We thank him for his continued support, his passion, and being the great guy that he is. We thank you for listening. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith.